The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the New Yorker Radio Hour. Thanks for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, Patty Marks.
For my next feat, I'm going to ask my assistant, he likes to be called my producer, to help me. I'm going to put this nectarine on top of his head, William Tell style, and shoot at, well, the goal would be the nectarine. We'll see what happens. All right, I suppose you take an arrow. Here. One, I guess you don't have to say one, two, three. Oh, I got it. Okay. All right. I get 100 points. I'm Patty Marks, and I was in the Olympics as an archer. No, I wasn't. I went to overnight camp, and I played archery, and I loved it so much. You just felt as somebody who wasn't the tallest and strongest person, you had a shot, so to speak. Archery is a sport you play against yourself, which I guess that's sort of a litmus test about your personality, because you could say it's a lose-lose or a win-win. Or a win-lose, if you're bipolar. Oh, there are a lot of different kinds of archery. The most popular kind of archery, and I just made it up, I don't know if it's the most popular, is target archery, which you do indoors. Then there's also field archery, which is kind of like golf. Then there is 3D archery, also outdoors. But today I'm going to invent apartment archery for the very lazy. So this is a bow that I got. Really, you got it on Amazon, and I don't really know too much about it, but it's beautiful. It's made of very hard plastic, as the Olympic archers use. It's bright orange, and disappointingly, they're not arrows, they're suction cups. I could just go around the apartment and shoot at things and my boyfriend, or I could just set up some targets. I do have a wooden decoy. Maybe that's a little too obvious, but I do have a trivet shaped like a man. I got it! I'm so good. I have some shrink-wrapped chicken thighs, which I hope are thawed. Close. I scared the chicken thighs. Now, one more thing I'd like to kill, if you don't mind, which is, let's go over to the bookcase, and there are some books I want to get rid of. Finnegan Wake's too obvious. So let's get Ulysses, which is a big, fat hardback. Say your goodbyes. One, two, three. I just hit a vase. Okay, I give myself some more points. Well, there goes the no shoe rule in my apartment. Now that we've ruined a lot of relics and things in my apartment, we're gonna go to the trendy industrial neighborhood of Greenpoint, Brooklyn, to visit a company called Brooklyn Bower. We're not talking about the militaristic style of hunting bows you find online. These are the artisanal bows using different kinds of wood that you, and by you I mean I, have never heard of.
I'm assuming I'm one of a handful of people in New York City who do this, but I do know there are a few others.
The owner of Brooklyn Bower is Eric Clem.
And this is one that I just started a couple days ago. I cut out all the pieces, and right now it's in the glue-up process, so it just finished curing, but it's still wrapped in cellophane.
No, it has a lot of metal clothespins and things that look like screwdrivers piercing it.
Here, I'll actually show you a finished one. This is eventually what it will look like. Different coloring.
Oh, it's gorgeous. What kinds of woods are there? It's beautiful layers of different types of wood.
Yeah, this is a laminate of the hickory is on the back, in which keeps the belly wood, which is called Osage Orange, and that keeps that from breaking when you bend it back this way. And then the riser, which is the word for the handle, is made of, I think this is bacote and more hickory and a little bit of mulberry.
And do you make arrows?
I do, yeah. And they look something like this. And these are made of Port Orford cedar and turkey feathers.
This is sharp. This could hurt somebody.
Yeah, that could definitely hurt somebody.
Who buys your bows?
Random people. Also, I get commissions from friends, family, people that I've met at the archery tournaments who see the bows. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's archery apparently is making a comeback.
Why do you think that is?
Well, okay, so here's the deal. I go to this archery range in Ozone Park, Queens, and it's full of old-timers who have been shooting there since the 60s or 70s, I want to say. And every single one of them will tell you, they're like, oh, yeah, it's the Hunger Games. The damn Hunger Games movies are making, you know. And but I think that has a lot to do with it, but I also think it's the kind of thing that ever, you know, the sort of popular culture is moving back to traditional things, and I think people see archery as sort of a hipstery kind of thing that they can take up for a hot second.
It makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. We're here at Proline Archery in Ozone Park. I'm here with Eric, and he's going to give me a lesson. I imagine that you do best in archery when you have no thoughts in your head, which means I should do very well in archery. Is that what the goal is?
Yes.
No. You had to think about that too much.
You know what they say is you think about your shot before you start shooting, and then while you're shooting, you think about nothing.
Okay. I'll try that. You know, I hope it's not like yoga because I can't do yoga. Oh, that was terrible.
I don't know why that happened.
I don't know why that happened.
And also with these bows, you close your non-dominant eye.
That's good if I were going for that target.
You are an inch away from the bullseye on the target next to your target.
Wow. Okay. You're not really telling me where. How do you aim?
That's the thing with these bows. It's more in your body. What I always tell people is stare directly at the center of what you want to shoot, and then as you keep going, your body figures out what to do as you go.
It's like steering a Segway.
It's exactly like steering a Segway.
This is embarrassing, but the arrow went over the board with the targets.
You are consistent with your mistakes.
So if I go hunting, I need some prey that is kind of low and on the left.
Yeah, you need like a deer that's had a stroke.
Yeah. Okay. When we returned to the apartment, there was a big surprise. Right. Oh, there's blood on the floor.
There is?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
It's all over here too.
Who's bleeding?
Look, it's all over here.
So where was the blood coming from? My boyfriend Paul's toe.
Oh, you know what it is? It's the vase that you broke, cut my foot.
I thought you said you cleaned up.
Look, here's another piece of the glass.
Oh Jesus.
It was set out for
I'm
you.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
As long as it's not on the rug, I don't really care. It is on the rug. Should we get the Roomba?
to clean this? I think we should.
The one, the only, Patty Marks, the author of the book Let's Be Less Stupid, and a contributor to The New Yorker since 1989. No boyfriends or producers were harmed in the making of our story, not deliberately anyway, but the blood was real.